Today I pledge myself to a new partnership for a better Arkansas with you. All across this state during the last campaign, I reminded people over and over again that one of the things I had learned in the last 10 years is that by themselves, governors don't really do too much. They, as my daughter says, once when she was 5 and asked what I did for a living, she said, well, my dad makes speeches, drinks coffee, and talks on the telephone. So by themselves, governors don't do too much. But together, there is very little that we cannot do. I feel very energized today. I feel more excitement about the prospect of this coming session than I have at any one since I first took office way back in 1979. And I have especially looked forward to this partnership with this new legislature. I have watched with admiration the decisions of your leadership, the changes in the rules, facing already some difficult choices which had to be made, the openness and progressive attitude that has been displayed by people without regard to party or region. And on Martin Luther King's birthday, it would be inappropriate not to know that today, for the first time in our history, we have a legislature which more nearly reflects the racial composition and diversity and richness of the people of Arkansas. And I ask all of you, without regard to race, in these difficult economic times, with many pressures on our social fabric and racial tensions heightening in some places in our state and throughout our country, to dedicate yourselves on this day to working together in a spirit of harmony and brother and sisterhood for what is best for all of our people. To set an example for people throughout the state so that all may see that we can come into this capital together to do the people's business in a way that the Constitution mandates and that morality and good sense dictate. This is a day of celebration, and I think Dr. King would be very happy to know that this new legislature is sending its governor off to duty on January 15th.